And now a word from our sponsor. Are you tired of driving around, being on the sketch, edgy side? Do you drive a Nissan or an Infiniti? Are you riding around on that Tykes Time car? Well, guess what? I have something that's for you. It's called the Jerry app, right? The Jerry app. It's good. It's an insurance app. You can go check them out, man. They got pretty much all the stuff that you need. Right? You can get your car insurance and all that kind of stuff, quotes and everything all in one place. You know, it's pretty cool. You can also do your car insurance, renter's insurance, home insurance. You can bundle that ish up and save. You're looking to refinance your car, do something like that. They even have an option for that on there with the option for different low monthly payments, all kinds of good jazz. They even have automatic shopping. So you can sit back and let it do its own thing. This app can get you your insurance in like 45 seconds, right? Okay, so look it up, the Jerry app for insurance and all the greatness that you could possibly do so that if you get hit by an Infiniti or a Nissan or one of those tax time cars, you're pretty much set, okay? You're pretty much set. All right, don't forget, the Jerry app. Look it up. And now, back to our regular scheduled show.
All right. Yo, what's up? It is the show.
Hey.
Right? It's me, Nate Jackson, and the guy.
Oh, shit. I thought you were supposed to introduce me.
Oh, we do this every time.
You the man of loss. Noob Shady himself. That's the right game to say. My bad.
Oh,
okay. Oh, the old movie bastard. Yeah. Got like 3 names.
Well, man, it's been a minute since we've been on a podcast. Talking about podcast stuff.
We've been talking. I think we haven't been, but on a recorded line, I guess. Well,
because
that's still the recorded line on the phone. Shit.
Yeah. I guess depending on what kind of service you got.
Thanks. But it's been a minute since we got put something on wax.
Man, it's been a lot of stuff that's going on since then.
Hold on, shit.
I mean, we've had hella movies that's dropped. We've had franchises that have become disenfranchised and become a new franchise. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
Sad. Yeah. People that got fired. People thought they was hired.
Right.
And got fired, but wait, you can't really fire them because they weren't really hired. Sorry, Henry Cavill.
But every time you talk about it, I'm like, you are really sore about this, Henry Cavill.
I wanted him to be Superman again, bro.
Why though?
He was good.
Yeah, man. He was. I mean, so I will say this. I definitely felt Henry Cavill was a good Superman for sure. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he definitely was a good Superman. You know what I mean? Would I say I would continue to want him as my new Superman alongside what is considered maybe a younger Batman and all that other shit?
Who do you want then? Zac Efron?
No. Why would I? No. Although Zac Efron.
My bad, Finn Wolfhard.
What? No, that's too young.
See, I'm just naming him up. Finn Wolfhard will play a good Jimmy Olsen, though.
Yeah, because of the nervous kind of.
Throw some glasses on him. Now I'm talking like Lincoln Osiris. Throw some glasses on you. You can behave.
Yeah.
What the fuck you said?
Yeah, I can see him being a good Jimmy Olsen, but also I can see him being, if we're going to go like DC hero status, maybe. I can also see him being possible, like a Barry, not a Barry, but a Wally West.
I can see him being a Wally West. I thought you were going to say a Robin. I was going to say him. No. He ain't got the bone, the body build for that shit.
Maybe like Nightwing or something. You know what I'm saying?
He had to hit the gym hard. Yeah. He a lanky motherfucker.
Okay,
coming from a lanky motherfucker. Yeah, lanky motherfucker. I be seeing him at the meetings and shit.
So, let me ask you this. Coming from since we on Stranger Things, right? What's the young black dude?
We're gonna call him Lucas. Yeah,
all
right, Lucas. I don't know his real name. That nigga got a beard now. That nigga like growing. That,
yeah, man, he might look old as hell.
They need to go ahead and go film this shit.
Get it over with. Like
that's the only thing, man. Like you said earlier, like you gotta film this shit. Like when we were talking about Shazam, you gotta film this shit damn near back to back. You honestly, you gotta Harry Potter that shit. Cause that's the thing about Harry Potter. Yeah. Them folks said after one wrapped, like one movie wrapped food, like bro, y'all get like 1 or 2 weeks, go chill with your family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get whatever, whatever. Next week, your ass coming back. We starting on Harry Potter versus Voldemort Part 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that shit gonna go. You gotta do it like that, bro. Right. These niggas gonna get old and awkward and pimply.
Yeah,
and shit.
Bro. Because they grow, like, from that young. And there's really, like, a crazy thing to see, like, the kids grow up on TV from, like, real life child stars. Because it's like, damn, bro, like, because you, if you look at it, you, like, season to season, you, like, damn, y'all, like, bro grew up quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, but
that's Netflix though. Like, not to say Netflix don't got bread like that, but you got to think about back when TV was like on TV, was on TV, them folks was getting like what the niggas our friends was getting like $2-3 million an episode or some shit like that. So with that being said, like they had the bread where like they pay for a certain amount of episodes because that's. Like, sidebar, that's one thing that made me kind of bummed out about that 90s show is that, like, it's 10 episodes. Whereas, like, that 70s show, we got 22 in syndication.
Yeah.
You can watch them hoes, but it's like 10. It's like, all right, cool, season 2. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, like, they
like
pay
for
episodes.
True. And I feel like in old episodes, like, when you had, like, the old 90s, I feel like there were characters that played in like the predominant show, but then they were getting little minor shows.
Yeah, so you saw their face all the time.
Yeah. Like you see them all the time.
Yeah, but
I think that this is crazy. But what I was saying is Lucas, right? The dude who played Lucas.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Lucas though, like Brooke, okay, maybe it's a reach, but I feel like he could play maybe a good cyborg or something. Like, if we go in young character cast, and we go in young black character, whatever, I feel like he can pull off maybe a good cyborg or something.
I don't know. I'm going to say this. For this new Justice League shit, let's leave that cyborg character out of it. Like, let's do this John Stewart. Let's go to John Stewart route. Please. Can we just leave cyborg?
Okay,
cyborg, they did cyborg on. Let's just leave him alone.
But that's what I'm saying. The reason I'm saying, I mean, I guess
because he's about in the long run type shit.
Maybe in the long run.
Yeah, because I feel like they're gonna avoid everything, not everything, because it's three core people you gotta put in. You gotta put in Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Nah, you got to.
That's like, nigga.
Look. You gotta put in Batman and you gotta put in Superman, no doubt.
Okay.
Right? But see, that's where.
Who else? Because then women gonna get on your ass.
Like this sounds really bad. This sounds really bad when I say it like this. But everybody say Wonder Woman automatically because it's like, yo, she's a woman. There's gotta be a woman in this group.
Got to.
There's just three dudes. It's
got to.
I mean, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
That's
the trinity. That's the DC Trinity. You got to.
At the same time, fool. At the same time, like Wonder Woman, we can add Wonder Woman, right? But the thing is, to me, with Wonder Woman, I feel where he coming from. He's like, I'm gonna do like her from Themyscira type shit, Game of Thrones type ass shit, whatever.
I don't like that comparison. I know he said that.
I don't
like that he said that because that just made me be like, oh, I'm not watching
that. I understand the premise because you've seen them in this like old garb, like this knights and medieval.
Nigga,
I
had to do is say they going back to Themyscira. Nigga would have been like, oh shit. What's up? Like,
I mean,
Xena shit. You could have said Xena or some shit.
That's true. Yeah, they could have. They could. But this is my thing, though. Right? This is my thing. Just okay, so just like we getting, ultimately, we getting the main character and the side character. Right? So we getting, like, with Superman, he doing Superman Legacy. Right? Yeah. With James Gunn. You know, drop the Superman Legacy, John. Then, later on down, you still getting a Supergirl movie. Right? So that's like that interaction, blah, blah, whatever.
But see, the Supergirl thing can open up. Okay. With the Supergirl thing, if the way they said they're finna do it, they can open up a world to, like, they can open up a world to the Brainiacs, the Parallax, the fucking, damn, what's the nigga name? Fuck, what's his name? I can't think of him. He kind of like Venom. I forgot his name. You can open up a world to all these villains that hate Kryptonians, you know what I'm saying? That was enemies of Kryptonians. And Brainiac, honestly, bro, you can get Brainiac can be the nigga y'all build up to. Because Brainiac was a problem.
I mean, he
Brainiac
wasn't
just no problem with Superman. Like, it became the point where he was like, hey, fool, I like this Earth spot. Right. Let me eat this motherfucker. Like, right. Real shit. So,
because, I mean, Brainiac got to a point to where he was on borderline Galactus status.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what I'm saying? Because ultimately, he DC's Galactus. That's how I view him, in a way.
I can
see
that. I can definitely see
that. Because he collecting worlds type shit. He just ain't eating them. You know what I mean?
More for knowledge.
Yeah. So, but then also at the same time, I feel like them leading up to Brainiac could be so fucking cheesy, though. Like,
I mean,
because, like, this is the one thing I'm counting on James Gunn to do, is not go this, like, stupid route of, like, yo, okay, fucking, these niggas got the most cheeseball character villains. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't, when I say cheeseball, I mean the most campy, classic Superman. Oh, Superman, this is Lex Luthor. Like, I'm be like, okay, bro, like,
you can make Brainiac scary, bro. Like, Brainiac can be fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I
honestly,
feel that. He
can. And honestly, with Brainiac, you can open Brainiac 5. Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, but that's going way far in, though.
It's going way far as weird.
I mean, That's true. Because honestly, I didn't expect him to go the route of I didn't expect him to go the route of. I figured he was gonna bring a Robin into it, cause, like, to be honest, I feel like people were gonna be mad as hell. I was gonna be mad as hell.
So you think we okay? This is my question. Are we cleansed enough where we are ready for a Robin? Cause think about it. If the last time we had a real Robin, a real actual Robin, live action. Batman Forever.
Yeah.
That was what, 95?
Yeah.
Batman Forever, 95.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So
we get Batman and Robin in what, 99, 98? When that bullshit
like
that shit?
Yeah, 97, 98.
Okay. That bullshit come out. That movie was solely made for action figures. We ain't gonna count that bullshit. All right, cool. So later on, we get Dark Knight Rises. We know him. Everybody telling us, like, yeah, that ain't Robin, fool. That ain't Robin. Man, his name Robert Blake in that hole. Like, oh, okay. End of the movie. You should use our real name. Robin. We get a Robin.
I know, right?
So, with all that being, I'm saying all this to say.
You look at Robin, you look at Joseph Love and get. Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
yeah.
You're like,
you would have been,
like,
a good one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But
Dick
y'all
Grayson.
Want a lot of us, bro.
Bullshit.
I remember reading every article online. I was working at Kroger. Every magazine that came out, bro, this is how I knew he was going to be Robin. It was one of them fitness magazines. And it was like DC's new Robin or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Why?
Right. The craziest thing is that, like, I kept expecting
he was doing too much to be a regular cop.
And then the whole entire movie, I'm expecting him to be like, yeah, I was an orphan because my parents died in the fucking circus.
Or him to say
some extra shit. And, like, because he kept talking to Bruce. And, like, he had a little pep talk with him and shit. And I'm like, okay, so what you going to be like, yo, throw this little suit on.
I remember you when you came to the orphanage. And I knew that was you.
Yeah, bro. And like, I'm like, bro.
I've been new ever since I was a child, and it was you. Shut the fuck up.
You ain't gonna throw this nigga no suit or nothing.
Hey, bro, look, you know. Hey, real shit. And then, how about this? How about this? Tony Yagul. Oh, the plane, blah, 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 blah. That weak ass death.
Right.
Come on, man. Don't get me started on this shit.
The general, when you watch that movie, like, for me, when I watched it just like the second time, the first time I watched it, I was hyped. I was like, yo, like, this was crazy. It could have been Robin, blah. Then I watched it the second time, and I damn near stopped fucking with Christopher Nolan for a minute after
Yeah,
that
me
movie.
Too.
Because I was like, yo, bro, like, fuck this nigga, bro.
Yeah, how
you
dare you? How dare you?
How
fucking dare you?
Try to bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was already kind of mad, like, bro, what are you doing with Bane? What is this?
Made him a lapdog. Because as soon as you found out she was the brains behind the operation,
right?
He just, you know what I'm saying?
You was like, the nigga. Because honestly, the way the movie starts off, you like, Bane, you're like, this nigga is terrifying.
Bruh.
This nigga just tossed the nigga out the fucking, he didn't even toss him out. He made him jump himself. What, are you serious?
If a
are
nigga walk serious? Up to you holding his suspenders, bro. Hey, bro, be scared of that man. He is a country ass nigga. And he probably knows some martial arts. Don't
right.
fuck with him. He beat the shit out of Batman. And then, like, the fact that Batman hadn't been Batman for 10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, fool, sit your ass down. Or it was like 8 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Bro, stop. Like, it was going to end bad. But I say all that to say, after all that fiasco, are you think we ready for a Robin? In the time, this is not going to happen tomorrow type shit.
Yeah.
But, like, in the time when we get this Robin, do you think we're ready for another live action Robin?
Yeah.
Cause we had
so,
the Titans nigga count.
This ain't nah, that don't count. So but
that
hold
nigga
on,
said
this,
fuck Batman. I was like, whoa.
I ended up watching it. I watched the first two seasons, bro. Well, actually I've watched all of the seasons. I haven't finished this.
But it was called Titans.
Titans, yeah. Now, granted, there's some continuity issues with some stuff. You know what I'm saying? But the show itself, you know what I mean, is if you looking at it in this aspect of like, okay, this is the Titan in their world, you know what I'm saying, and in their like universe, Elseworlds universe, or whatever, right? And this is what's going on. You're like, okay, this is kind of okay, cool,
yeah,
whatever, right? Because
yeah.
Like the crazy thing is like, when you watch it, and you're like, well, Robin's saying this shit because Batman was actually kind of being a dick. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
per usual. That's
yeah,
why he ended up leaving anyway.
It,
especially if it was that Dick Grayson.
Yeah, because like when you watch the first season, if they kind of kept with the first season, the story, what they was doing, it would have worked better.
Mm-hmm.
So the first season really take off with Batman the Animated Series, where Robin walks in and is basically like, look, like, you are beating the shit out of people, bro. Like,
they family.
Yeah, he was like, you ain't the same person that you were when I first started this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a real problem, bro. Like, you attacking folks. And he was like, look, if you don't like my ways, then like, dip. All
right, bitch.
Yeah, so Robin was like, fuck it, I'm out then.
I'm Nightwing.
Yeah, he left and then he slowly became Nightwing. So it kind of give you that aspect of him being like, well, I left because I had my own reason. And they never really explained it. But then when he go back to visit, you like, okay, I understand why. You know what I'm saying? And then they kind of explain to you what was going on with Batman. You're like, okay, well, this nigga was, he flipped his shit. Like, he flipped his shit because he had Robins and other shit, and the niggas died or whatever. Like, he lost people, so he kind of a little hardened behind the shit or whatever.
I mean, yeah, that's like,
so,
that, that always been a thing, bro, that I can see why he didn't want a tattoo. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that, a sidekick. The reason he ain't want no sidekick, but you need somebody to watch your six, bro, because you out here, you getting older.
Right.
You need the young nigga at the crib, bro. He just sitting at home, bro. You can, you know what I'm saying? Then y'all got the, he got this anger that he trying to get out, especially with Dick Grayson.
Right.
Tim Drake, it was more of a mentor thing. Like, let me, like a,
you already doing good.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type shit.
Yeah, yeah, like,
you like let me get this street youth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Urban youth after streets. Help him out, give him a good, you know what I'm saying, upbringing. See what I can do. Meanwhile, let me teach this nigga martial arts. Go out there and kick ass.
Yeah, right.
I liked it.
Yeah, bro. Man, just like people might like this. Yeah, because honestly, like, to me, this is what I think of when I say, like, we need with the new Robin type shit, right? With the new Robin, bro.
You think we get Stephanie? Fuck around and get Stephanie. Wasn't that her name? The female Robin, the one that was in
Carrie?
Was it Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So like the thing is this. James Gunn, the way he said it was smart. The man said this will be the introduction of the Bat Family.
Yeah.
To get to Damian, you have had to go through four Robins. So now you got Nightwing, you got Red Hood, right? You got Red Robin,
Oracle, maybe Batgirl. But if you got Oracle, then maybe you had Batgirl.
She would have to be Oracle, unless they
didn't go that route.
And they bringing Batgirl as just herself, right? Which could be a thing. Hopefully, they don't do it. That's just my opinion. Hopefully,
do you want Batwing?
I don't want. Who you talking to? No, I don't want the nigga who got his costume and city gear and only fights in a yellow costume while everybody else in black. That's fucked up. I don't want that shit. Why you gotta have the nigga?
Because he heard. He heard why.
You talking about Signal? That's what you talking about.
I'm talking about that nigga named Batwing.
Okay, I'm thinking about Signal.
Batwing, I don't fuck with Batwing. I was joking because I don't like the nigga. He got the Iron Man Batman suit.
You talking about the Azar?
I don't know his fucking name. He part of the Bat Family because he was on the little movie, the little animated movie when Bruce had died or whatever, or went missing. They had the final, found out the quarter hour was
part of the sword shit. And shit.
I don't think he got no sword. I don't know what that nigga. I don't like that nigga. I don't like that line at all. He got the Iron Man, Batman suit. I'm like, bro, look, just go home. Go home.
Because, look, so think about this. Here's the other thing. With the Robin, this gives us a chance for two things, really, when you think about it. Right. So, this can either do one of, well, I guess now I think about one or two things. So if you using the Damian would like between what 10 and 12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so that's gonna have to be a pretty young actor, right? Fit, whatever young actor, like probably a nigga who like 15 who looked 12 or some shit.
I'm gonna say Justin Bieber.
What?
I'm talking shit.
I ain't even gonna lie. I can't even think. The only young ass actor or some shit like that I can even think of is Lil Dude who was in Adam Project. But that nigga probably
old. He don't wanna do that shit. It's gonna have to be a young nigga.
He gonna have to be straight. I mean, young when he comes to, like, if you think about it. Real shit though.
I'm gonna say the dude who played Kratos' son and God of War, but he getting old. He just finna be a voice. The one that was in mid-90s, that boy having a year. Well, he been having a year. But I don't know, bro. It had to be somebody upcoming. I don't really follow child actors like that no more. You know what I'm saying? That, and that's normal, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't really be feeling bad about that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing.
This is no EDP 445 shit.
He keep trying to come back, and then he trying to, like, I guess what's the word, like, own up to the shit, yeah. And like, yeah, nigga, I did the shit, like, it's not cool, yeah, like, bro, we not gonna rock with you, yeah, I'm not gonna rock with you, all, nigga, bro. The fuck, all, come man. On, bro, but, that's what, was kind of, another thing, I'm sorry, bro, to keep bringing up that 97. But that's another thing that bothers me too, about like seeing like 15-year-olds and shit kiss and shit. It's like,
oh, yeah, right. It's weird. Oh my god,
stop! Because when I was watching that 70 show, I was like, them niggas was older than me, and I was in high school, so it was like, kind of going through this shit type shit, but not really type shit.
I had a crush on Donna back
then. Oh, Donna's she's still cute.
Before plastic surgery.
Yeah, because my mama show was like, what's up with Donna Faye? I'm like, money.
Yeah, right. Or just the new Black Money plus the best 70 show money.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure, I hope they got a syndication deal. Hope they got the syndication deal. The fucking best 70, them reruns and shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know they got this. They got a couple views from me, fool. Because I know I didn't see every episode. Because it's 8 seasons. I say 5 of them, cool, because I think like the 5th joint, that's when Eric left to go film Spider-Man 3. I'm sorry, I'm going to say that every time, because it's just the fact they tried to fake us out, like, oh yeah, Eric went to Africa. No, it's just I was watching that shit, bro. I was following them niggas, I was watching MTV News on the shit. I remember when they showed Spider-Man with the black suit at E3. Well, not E3, but Comic-Con. I remember this shit, bro. Then for that shit to come out, and... Nah, don't... Oh, my God, bro. That's when it was like, bro, the curse of the threes, bro.
Hey, man. I swear, bro.
It was Shrek 3, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, and Spider-Man 3 that came out that year, I think.
Oh,
horrible.
Oh, man.
Shrek 2? Cool.
Shrek bro, 3 so, not. You know what's hilarious? Is that was that popped up on my top, it was like top list of movies that everyone thinks that's great that's not. Right,
mm-hmm.
And Shrek was one of
them. Right? No, Shrek is a good movie.
Right, the first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
Second one too.
I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Okay, how you feel about it? How you feel about that? Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, before we get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was gonna say is about the Batman thing. Before I forget.
Yeah.
Is that one to get to the Robin or to get to Damian? You gotta go. Batman would have had to have trained lots of fucking Robin.
One of them would have had to die.
You said what?
One of them would have had to die too.
But they could either go the route of Jason being dead, or they could be to go the route of Jason being a villain, or Jason being like part of the clique kind of shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So Jason's route could go lots of ways, right? You also got Tim Drake. His could go lots of ways. They could go Red Robin, where he's like the fucking cyber nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Or they could go where the nigga's gay. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yo, like, I really just care about my boyfriend and shit, and like, I want to try to work from home type shit. Like, because that's like some shit he was really on for a minute. And you're like, yo, bro, like, do some shit, nigga. Like, you've been training, fool. But... You know what I'm saying? They could go that route, or they could go the whole route of, they could go, which would be dope to me, they could go the route of Oracle not being, or they could go, you know what I'm saying, her being crippled or not being crippled.
Yeah.
You also have the ultimate, where you could say, whoever's going to play Dick Grayson, that is going to be next to Superman, that is going to be the major cast.
But they can't show Oracle. Or say Oracle and have her straight and not be in the wheelchair. Because they did that on the game, and folks is not fucking with this shit. Like, they showed the wheelchair, but you could play as Batgirl in the game. It's like, do y'all know this the same person, or y'all just read a comic book and saw or went on the Wikipedia page and was like, okay, Oracle, Batgirl, Batman, okay, all right, cool, 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 and just put that shit on, like, no, bro, them the same people. It's just, bro.
Because, like, the casting for Superman is going to be a big deal. Whoever the casting is for Batman will be a big deal.
Who you got for Superman? Let's start off right there. Who you got for Superman? Okay.
My casting for Superman, Jesus. Honestly, bro, I have to go IMDb because, hang on.
You know who I'm going to say?
Okay, so what's the age range we looking at? You talking about, like, fresh, like, 20s, early 20s?
Dude off, what's the name? Dude off, that 90s. And play J. Kelsey.
Dude off the 90s show that played Jake Kelsey. No. No. Come on, Mace Cornell? No.
Let me see him.
No, bro. Hold on, I'm about to pull it up. If we're going off this one picture, then I'm gonna. If we're going off this picture, then I'm saying.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
That's him.
Give me that shit.
That's him, bro.
Give me that shit.
Look.
Hold on. Stop.
Look, bro.
Stop.
That's him, bro. Stop. You see where it's saying, fool? That's him.
Look. Because you got my nigga. Look. You know
that's him. If
you
we
know
go
goddamn
on,
well,
if we
that's
go
a headshot. That's what got him the job, you bastard.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Stop.
If that's,
you
if
got
this,
my nigga fucked up.
Yeah, see, you scrolling. You scrolling.
You like,
that ain't him. He is.
I'm trying to.
Superman, he is not him. Let me see.
You crazy. And I don't say shit to cut a nigga hair, bro. Don't play.
He looked like a young nigga off of he'll be on Supernatural.
Man, shut the fuck. Okay.
Nah,
okay.
Nigga.
Tom Welling look like this.
No, fool. This nigga does not look like no.
Bro, you crazy as
no,
hell.
Fool.
What Christopher Reeves look like?
Who?
Christopher Reeves.
What are you.
Exactly. Shut that shit up.
Bro.
Fuck that
nah,
shit up.
Nigga. That's hard to do because all
I don't
want to
hear that bullshit.
At the end of the damn wheelchair. That's fucked up. I cannot remember what that man besides.
God, please forgive me for laughing. It's not funny. I will get paralyzed. But this shit.
I'm just saying, bro.
Because I almost got on the horse, bro. Because you saw them Halloween pictures I took when I was dude off of Nope and shit.
Yeah.
I was going to get
them,
on.
Remember?
Nah, you ain't take them, bro.
The
no, not that. That's
oh,
about
okay.
This shit, last year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so like I was going to get on that horse, bro, but. I was like, bro, look, I don't want to get on this motherfucking horse and this whole book, and I end up paralyzed, and I be like, ah, I did this for the girl.
That's what I be thinking about all the time. I'm talking about horses. Plus, horses bite.
Fuck all that. I don't want to get it.
So, what about the dude who played God on that 90s show? Right?
The heavyset dude?
He ain't heavyset, nigga. You can't tell
who
me
the
that,
fuck do he play?
It just says guy. He just played guy. I don't know.
See, you haven't watched the show.
Look,
he's literally
guy.
That's literally his. He's a background nigga, extra.
I just seen one episode.
Nigga, that. No. That's just random
seen
guy. That's not his name. He's just guy.
Sanford Hudson.
That man thought he was a fucking recurring character. No. Nigga,
hey,
his name is Guy.
He could be Superman for me. Yeah. Yes, man.
No, bro.
He could be.
And I don't.
Look,
we don't want a black Superman. Listen.
No. Yeah, we don't want that at all. At all. Have you seen Wednesday? You seen the show Wednesday? I haven't seen this shit either, but I'm looking on IMDb. Maybe Hunter Doohan or whatever this other dude's name is, maybe they can pull it off.
Okay. I see it with him.
Is it who? The
Hunter.
Doohan dude?
Yeah, Hunter, yeah. I can see it with him.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we got to grow with these motherfuckers. That's the thing. Ain't no switching them up. So we kind of struck gold with Tom Holland. And folks keep saying Tom Holland. But I feel like if DC be like, hey, fool, come play. You Spider-Man over there, come play Superman over here. He might play.
Yeah.
You think he might play?
But I don't want to see Tom Holland. I don't think Tom Holland would be a good
Hey, bro, listen to me. I don't fuck with Superman. Let me tell you. I don't fuck with him. I like Man of Steel because it made him human, and I still don't understand why a nigga named Superman or Kryptonian want to be human. I don't get it. Everybody got their flaws. I don't get it. That nigga weird. But I fuck with Man of Steel, but I don't fuck with Superman, if that makes sense. Like I don't like him.
I get what you're saying. Me, myself, I'm not necessarily a Superman fan myself. Yeah. I'm more of a fan of Superman's villain, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I'm a fan of Superman's villains is because Superman's villains, so all Superman is an alien who on the surface you like, yo, this nigga work for the paper, he do this other shit. Like you on the surface, you're like, yo, my nigga probably smart. Like he gonna figure this shit out. But he really low-key dumb.
He's stupid.
Like he's strong as fuck to do all this shit.
This is what pissed me off about, dude. Like, bro, it'll be a problem where, like, it happened on Justice League all the time. Like, bro, you could have just used your power, ended this. You could have been back home, drinking hot cocoa, whatever the fuck. It take for this man, girl, to die, for Lois to die, or her being dangerous. That's when he want to turn up, get the red eyes, start killing niggas with laser vision and shit. Like, bro, do that shit at first. So we ain't got to get to this point where your girlfriend died.
Exactly. Now, damn. The thing about it is this, though. It wasn't until, since we referenced in, like, the cartoons and comics, it wasn't really, to me, I feel like, until Batman was like, look, bro, like, he's like, I fully understand pretty much that you are a whole, basically, like, God-type nigga out here. You know what I'm saying? And that you holding back.
Hurt these
so like, but yeah, but he was basically like, when it's a nigga like Darkseid, it's a nigga like fucking Doomsday. He's like,
beat the folks.
And so like, it was. I feel like in that one movie that they got where Darkseid was like trying to get Kara, trying to get
his cousin, yeah,
trying to take her back.
When they met up at the farmhouse.
This is the one time I can let loose. Man rocked the shit out that man ass, bro.
The man was like, yeah, bro, I'm taking you to the house. You gonna meet your grandma. She cool as shit, bro. Blah, blah, blah. The man touched the door.
Boom.
Man came out like, hey, bro, y'all ain't think I was gonna find y'all. Fool. Y'all the only Kryptonians on Earth.
Right.
You don't think y'all give off some type of aura that I can, nigga, what's up? And he just started rocking that shit, but they beat the shit out that man. She hit that man with his own laser, bro. That man shot his shit. She ran up on that nigga, grabbed his chin, and did some little wrestling move when she flipped his ass, and he got hit by his own laser and shot. I was like, bro,
I wish, next time I'm going to have a fucking button where I have on here, I can just push this shit and be like, that nigga got cooked. That's a button that says some stupid shit like this. They fucked the man up.
Don't ever pull up in my mama.
Right.
Bro, real shit, fool, like, we got beef. Right. Us, me and you. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but I'm just saying, like, if we got beef, bro, my mama ain't got nothing to do with
it. Right,
bro, you
exactly.
You're going to get your head killed.
Right. 100%.
I'm going to rebuild the house, man. Right. My mama pulled up, like,
right.
What happened? Oh, mom, sorry. This your cousin. It's your cousin-in-law. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. Yeah. So I just hate that Superman got to, for him to get to that level, somebody got to be in danger.
But see, that's why I feel like no, we'll just do the casting, that's why I feel like this Batman Robin casting has to be good. Because you ain't just casting
Batman.
You're not just casting Batman and Robin, bro. You casting the family people around it. So like, and really, I'm only saying immediate people. So Batgirl, the people, if you don't drop Batgirl, people are gonna be pissed. They will be like, who the fuck Batgirl gonna be? Is she gonna be Cripple? Is she gonna be the girl from fucking the movie they got canceled? You feel what I'm talking about?
Hey, that'll be their way of getting her back.
Yeah. Even though I didn't want to see her as her anyway.
But WB said they just didn't have no faith in the hell, and they saw it. Not to say they judged me. It's like the tell all be all.
Honestly, I would assume that James Gunn probably started to judge people before me. I hate to say it like this, because like, you know what I'm saying, if the people listening like that, but if you think about it, James Gunn, I'm not going to say he probably has like the most, the best taste in movies to certain people, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like he does have a great mind for filmmaking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of making something, it completely is its own thing.
He got a vision.
Right, right. Yeah. It's like James Gunn really is the person who made us think and like be like, yo, you can make a horror movie that have some kind of comedy elements to it,
yeah,
and the shit still be creepy or kind of scary, whatever.
Yeah.
He's the one with Slither and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who took a simple thing like the look like a slug and made the shit grosser, man.
That's weird.
Right. So it's like,
but he also was a he studied under what's the dude? Damn, they made the Toxic Avenger and shit.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he worked under him. Like, he started, like, if you go back, well, I don't think his name was on the credits and shit, but, like, he worked on movies with dudes. So it's like, he kind of, it says in his blood. Damn, what's that dude's name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Roger McCormick or some shit. Like, I don't know. It's something weird. But.
Oh, Kubrick?
Nah, not Kubrick. Nah, like the Toxic Avenger shit. The weird, like, fucking. It was like horror slash, like.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
Was it Lloyd Kaufman?
Uh-uh.
Joe Rick. Michael Hurt?
Mm-hmm. Who was like the director and writer of this shit?
Michael Hurst, Lloyd Kaufman.
One and two. A Toxic Avenger? Mm-hmm. Who was the producer
of
it?
Of the first one? They wrote one, two, and three.
It was like a studio or something that was like putting out movies like that or some shit.
Two is the only one that got a five.
Two is the only one that got a five.
Yeah.
Well, I know he worked with them folks and shit. So he kind of had this shit in his blood.
Damn.
What?
Yo, this is crazy. So Toxic Avenger would be considered a cult classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
The budget for that movie was $2 million, right?
Yep.
$2.3 million. Opening weekend, it made less than $30,000.
Yep.
It grossed, and it's net basically. World War gross on it was $792,966.
That's today, right?
That's today.
Yeah. Okay.
Should be here.
It's not a good turnout, bro.
That's
it's a horrible turnout, bro.
No. know, dude.
If you did that shit now, like, you know the standard now. If you don't make at least $2 million, your shit not a success. Yeah. What the fuck? Who the fuck you mean? What if I get $100 million? You don't get to sit at the table with it. Like, damn, I sit outside the foot. I'm good with my $100 million. If I spend, say a studio give you 10 or 15 million, y'all shit make $100 million. I'm good with that because I triple.
Yeah, you made money.
The fuck? Yeah, you made money. I'm good, bro, but now the standard is if you don't make $2 billion, it's $1 billion or $2 billion or something like that.
Because it's this, bro. I think it's bullshit. It's because James Cameron every few years, Christopher Nolan every few years comes in. I made some fucking movie that made millions of dollars. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Can I just make a movie that's good? It's like, here's my thing about it, right? Would you rather your movie make a lot of money, right? And just be known because it made a lot of money? Or would you rather make a movie that didn't make a lot of money but made enough money and profit, mm-hmm. right? That your movie still became a cult classic. Like, would you rather that happen or just be like, oh, my movie made fuck tons of money?
Okay, so.
There's movies that made a hell of a lot of money, right?
And it was good at that time.
Yeah, like, time, like, oh, this movie was number one, this blah, 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 whatever. But it's like, but is that movie sustainable, right?
Yeah.
Because you have some movies that are like, damn, this movie didn't make a lot of money, but this is a cult classic movie. And like, everybody knows this. In some way, some shit.
I would say the latter category. On the reason, because The Thing was like that. One of my favorite horror movies, yeah. The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing. It came out the same weekend E.T. came out.
Okay.
And people chose to see the more friendlier alien. And over time, The Thing became like a cult classic. And then it's this thing about, like, the movie was a metaphor for, like, the AIDS pandemic back then.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And then, like, people not knowing who, not trusting your neighbor, that communism shit.
Yeah.
And people didn't want to deal with it. They wanted to go see this little fucking ugly ass alien phone home. So, yeah, I'd rather not make the money then. And then over time, people appreciate my shit. And be like, hey, but this show was really a masterclass.
Yeah.
And that's really how it be for most of this shit. For some of this shit, actually.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because people going back and like trashing Forrest Gump and like, bro, it's a piece of shit. And I'm like, bro, I don't think that's fair.
No, that's not fair at all. I don't think that's fair, bro.
Because it's really people who, like, in my opinion, it's some people that be like, I'm going to dislike something that everybody like. Yeah. Some people can be like, oh, shit, that guy's edgy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, bro. That shit fucked up, bro. Because it's like Forrest Gump, a straight movie, bro. I don't know. It's kind of like, you said you're going to finish the Elvis movie. It's kind of like that, bro. It's like, the movie didn't make me no Elvis fan, but it was nice to see that he met like Big Mama Thornton and fucking B.B. King and all these motherfuckers. Little Richard was on that motherfucker. Like, he met all these people and shit. Show how his manager was like fucking him over. Like, bro, did you know Elvis never went international?
He didn't?
Bruh.
I didn't know that. I thought that he
did. Bruh, no. Think about that. Like, you would think somebody like Elvis.
Right.
would have went international, right?
Right.
Dude never went international. Imagine if he went international, bro. His manager kept him from going international.
Because his fucking manager was a goddamn carny, bro. His manager was a fucking carny.
Bro, what the fuck? What the? That smelled like cabbage. Bro. One of my homies told me that. That's what made me watch the movie. Because he was like, bro, you know that might never go. It's like, he didn't? He was like, no, he played at the international, the casino in Vegas. Yeah. He never went international. I was like, whoa. You sure? He's like, nah, bro. Like, yeah. If a nigga would have asked me, like, bro, when Elvis played in Japan? I'm like, shit, I don't know. Shit, 1977 or something? Right, right, right. Nope, wrong. He never played. Like, what fool? And then I, like, he didn't want to go. He wanted to go. His manager was like, niggas trying to kill you and shit, bro. I really can't. I can't do shit about security over there.
Right.
If you in the States, I can do something. But if you overseas, I can't. And got into Elvis' head and shit, bro. Damn, bro.
Fucked up.
Hi, bro, just...
Yo, thanks for listening to the episode and checking it out. Make sure to tell all your friends. Make sure you like and follow and share the podcast on all of the major social medias and podcasting platforms. By the way, check out the new show that I just dropped on YouTube called Spaced Out with Nate Jackson. It's a great sketch show, voiceovers. Got a couple comedy friends from around town and from a couple of different places that guest star on the show with me. It's a pretty cool show. Definitely check that out. Make sure you like, subscribe, and follow my YouTube channel. And then, you of course, look for the Patreon. Because I got some new merch that I'm about to be giving out. And we got a new sponsor that I'm going to be dropping next week. So you guys be on the lookout for that. And they've got some stuff they're giving away. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's going to be pretty fucking cool. So be on the lookout for all that new stuff. You can follow me everywhere at Orbit Spaceman on all social medias and all podcasting platforms. Definitely go look up my guy, David White, a.k.a. the Man of the Lost. That movie bastard. Go check him out everywhere. Go check out his podcast and the other things that he produces as well, called Silent Heroes. Go check them out. They're amazing. You'll fall in love with the podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe and follow to their stuff too. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Oh, I know what it is. Don't forget to drink water, motherfuckers.